It's sure to touch off more controversy. Researchers at Harvard, MIT, and Columbia have concluded that a fragment of papyrus that refers to Jesus speaking of a wife is very likely an ancient document from the 8th century Egypt and not a forgery. The fragment, called the Gospel of Jesus' Wife, caused an uproar when it was unveiled in 2012 because of its possible theological implications. Many claimed it was a fake, but the new testing being published today finds the papyrus is similar to other ancient documents. For more, we're joined this morning by Professor Karen King, the historian at Harvard's Divinity School who originally unveiled the document in 2012. Good morning, Professor, and thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Professor, is this new research, are these findings a relief? Do you feel vindicated in a way?
It feels less to me about vindication than the fact that I'm looking forward to moving the conversation past forgery and on to questions about the importance of this fragment for writing the history of early Christianity and the kinds of questions that it raises.
Tell us about the content of the document. What's it say that should pique all of our interests?
Well, of course, the phrase that gets everyone's immediate attention is this line, Jesus said to them, my wife. But what interested me as I began to spend more and more time with this, I did some work on the history of what early Christians had to say about Jesus being married, and I began to notice that this fragment talks about my mother. It says, my mother gave me life. It talks about Mary. It says Mary will be worthy. She is worthy. It talks about my wife. And it talks about a woman disciple. And so I was looking at this grouping, you know, of my wife, Mary, my mother, my disciple. And in terms of the context of ancient Christianity, it seems like the fragment is weighing in on an argument that's going on about whether or not it's better to marry or to be a celibate virgin. And here is a document, I think, that is making, put in Jesus' mouth, making an argument that wives and mothers can be fully disciples of Jesus.
Let me ask you directly, do you think that it means Jesus had a wife?
No, it doesn't. The fragment's written too late to actually provide sound historical evidence about whether the historical Jesus was actually married or not. That's why I talk about it belonging to the early history. In some ways, what's fascinating is precisely that we don't know if Jesus was married or not. You know, the earliest reliable historical data don't say. And so people speculate, you know, was he or wasn't he? He was a Jewish man, so, you know, that would seem to indicate he would be married. He was a rabbi. On the other hand, silence doesn't say anything. He wasn't. But what's interesting, again, is that tradition has come down to us saying he was not married. But we really, as historians, don't know for sure.
I read you think the document probably was part of the debate back then about women in spiritual life, and that seems to be what you're also saying this morning.
Yes, something very similar to that. A little more, I think I have a little more precision about it now in terms of these debates about sexuality, because of reading a text like 1 Timothy in the New Testament that says women will be saved through bearing children, you know, and that basically condemns people who are against marriage, calling them liars who are, you know, filled with demons and so forth. So you have this very strong kind of pro-marriage language, you know, in this letter in the New Testament. And yet, as we, you know, go down the pike another century, another couple centuries, really, being a virgin, being celibate, those are the positions that that are most highly valued. And so, it's kind of interesting to say, how did that happen? And I think this fragment's kind of caught in the middle of that debate.
So in terms of the significance of this document in the long history of studying the church, where do you think this document sits?
I think it's actually fairly conservative. You know, I mean, that is to say, it sits with a New Testament text like 1 Timothy, arguing that sexually active men and women, you know, people who are married, can be fully disciples of Jesus. But it's radical in the sense that if Jesus were married, and Jesus is held by Christians to be fully human and to be without sin, it means that it's possible to have sexuality without sin. Whereas tradition has always carried this kind of taint, you know, that even in marriage, there's something a little sinful, you know, about sex. And if Jesus were married, however, that would not be the case.
Professor Karen King, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Professor Karen King is the historian at Harvard's Divinity School.